Joseph Goebbels. Finally, there are a number of remarks in the Goebbels diaries but, as the publisher's note explains, the, quote, diaries were typed on fine watermarked paper and then passed through several hands, and eventually came into the possession of Mr. Frank E. Mason, unquote. Thus, the authenticity of the complete manuscript is very much open to question, even if the authenticity of much of the material can be demonstrated somehow. Interpolation with a typewriter is simple. The original cloth-bound edition of the diaries even contains a U.S. government statement that it, quote, neither warrants nor disclaims the authenticity of the manuscript, unquote. Wilfred von Oven, who was an official in the Goebbels ministry and became, after the war, the editor of the right-wing German-language Buenos Aires journal, La Plata, had come forward with a curiously eager endorsement of the authenticity of the Goebbels diaries. However, the net effect of his comments is in the reverse direction, for he tells us that, A, the diaries were dictated from handwritten notes, which were subsequently destroyed, by Goebbels to Regierungsrat Otte, who typed them using the special typewriter, having characters of almost 1 centimeter height, that was used for typing the text that Goebbels used when he gave speeches, and, B, Oven often observed Otte, at Goebbels' order, quote, carefully and precisely as ever, unquote, burning these pages toward the end of the war, after having made microfilms of them. The point of the latter operation, as Goebbels is said to have explained to Oven in the April 18, 1945 entry in the latter's diary, which was published in 1948-1949 in Buenos Aires, was that Goebbels, quote, had for months taken care that his treasure, his great secret, result in accumulation of a more than 20-year political career, his diary, will remain preserved for posterity but not fall into unauthorized hands, unquote. This strange story of Oven at least throws some light on the reference to an unusual typewriter in Louis P. Lochner's introduction to the diaries. If Oven's account is true, then it is possible that persons unknown obtained the special typewriter or a facsimile and a set of the microfilms, and manufactured an edited and interpolated text. However, it is next to impossible to believe that Goebbels' diaries were indeed transcribed as Oven has described.